We have another live show for you guys. We're coming back to New York City because I'm back in town. We put something together for May 15th. We're back at Sesh Comedy. Show starts at 7:30. Doors open at 7 p.m.
I'm so excited. We loved Sesh when we were there the last time. I'm pumped to be able to do another show back in New York so soon. So Wednesday, May 15th.
For tickets, head to our website at findingmrheight.com/live. That's findingmrheight.com/live. You can get your tickets right there.
That ticket link will be up as you are hearing this announcement.
And the venue is BYOB. So if you want a drink, bring a drink. If you like a Diet Coke, bring a Diet Coke. And we're going to hang out afterwards. We can say hello to everybody. Hope to see you all there.
See you there.
It's just uncomfortable. Where you're like, yeah, okay, dude. All right. I was willing to overlook your cargo shorts. Now you're making comments about my money.
Lenses, but I was willing to stick it out.
Yeah, I was sticking it out over here, asshole. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Finding Mr. Height, the podcast. I am your co-host, Erica Spira.
And I'm Ellie Jackson. Hello, hello.
Hello, everyone. And happy, officially, April when this comes out.
Fuck, man. Happy April.
Feels crazy. This feels crazy. April's already here.
I know.
What
I
happened?
Feel like I say this every... Yeah, what happened? Where? How did we get here?
3 months in. Already to the year.
It's Q2.
Okay. All right. For all the finance girlies out there, it's Q2. It's Q2 or all the freelancers. You got to pay those taxes every quarter. Welcome. Welcome to tax season, everybody, which is a real sexy way for us to start the pod. My brain was moved on to 420, which is a big holiday for all the edible eaters, the weed smokers out there.
Oh, yeah.
And our sponsor, Sunset Lake CBD, is actually doing an extra special sale with 30% off the entire site starting today. When you're hearing this,
April 8th.
With the code 420. But don't be confused. 30% off, code 420, sunsetlakecbd.com.
It's their biggest sale of the year. They're doing, like you said, 30% off the entire site. We know we are Sunset Lake stans. They actually sent us a bunch of samples to give out at our DC show, and people went bananas. Like, I like brought out the box, and people were like clamoring for these samples. And now everybody can get 30% off with code 420. The other amazing thing about Sunset Lake is that they are very mission driven. And for this sale, they are donating 4.2% of the proceeds from the entire 420 sale to the Last Prisoner Project, which is a nonprofit dedicated to reforming our criminal justice system through progressive drug policy. Sunset Lake is really putting their money where their mouth is, and we just love them so much.
Yes. So again, the codes might be a little confusing. All right. The code is 420, but you will get 30% off the entire site, and they ship everywhere in the U.S. So sunsetlakecbd.com. Check them out. Everybody's gotten samples, loves it, and DM us all the time how much they enjoy their stuff. So check them out if you haven't already. Now is the time. It's April,
now,
baby.
Now is truly the time.
Perfect time. Perfect timing. Anyway, we got to get to our updates first.
Yes, we have updates. I am fresh off a fourth date I haven't said that in like 9 months.
Yeah, who was the last fourth date? Was that Publicist?
Publicist. Mm-hmm.
So almost a year ago. Shit.
Yeah, because it was, I know that I broke up with him right after Greece, which was in June. So like I must have met him in like April.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So
almost a year.
The anticipated fourth date.
Yeah.
Last week, you said you were going to bring up the children conversation. How did that go?
Yeah, I fucking forgot.
Too much fun?
You know what I realized? I was in the Uber home. I was like, should I text him? Hey, by the way, do you want kids?
Hey, real quick, check in.
Just a quick check while I'm in this Uber. Do you want kids?
That's all right. I'm not gonna ask you for it. I just was curious.
No, I meant to, and I forgot. I do really think, though, like we talked about last week, like I do especially after this night. So we had dinner at the steakhouse, and there was actually this family that had a couple kids running around, and we were like joking about like one of the kids was over it. Mm-hmm. And we were joking, etc. And that would have been a great time to bring it up. And it just didn't fucking occur to me. And but I still really think, and I am going to remember next time, but I do still really think that he would have brought it up if he felt very strongly that he did want kids. Like, I think that would have been addressed so far. At least I hope so.
But interesting, he didn't make any, like, negative comments, it sounds like, about the kids running around.
No,
like,
not at all.
Thank God I don't have them. Like, something
no,
like
not
that.
At all. And he actually speaks really positively about his friends who have kids, and he's babysat, and, like, that kind of thing.
Okay.
As a guy, like, I've told him stories about similar things.
All right. Well, you know, I guess we won't know for sure, but I agree. I think it's probably leaning on the no side, because also he travels so much for work, too.
True.
Also, which that makes it very hard, but yeah.
So, yeah. Whoops. But we had a great time. We went to a steakhouse in the financial district, like across from the seaport, right on the water. Carne Mare, I think is how you pronounce it. So good. Highly recommend. It would be beautiful during the day as well. Like, the view is incredible. And we just had this like really amazing dinner. He just continues to be very good at the planning of our evenings, and also really thoughtful and like bringing up things that have, you know, that I've mentioned to him, or like we've been texting, you know, a little bit here and there throughout the week, and he'll like bring up things that I mentioned. And I really enjoyed my time with him again. And then so finished that dinner, and like I said, had a great time. We were really enjoying people watching at the steakhouse. There was like a very broad range of individuals at this steakhouse, from like men who had probably, it was a Friday night, so it was like men who had probably come directly from work and were like in full suits, to like the families, to like this one couple where the guy was wearing like sweats and a baseball hat. And we're like, are you aware where you are? It was just really funny. And so we had that whole dinner, and I had thought while I was getting ready that it would be super fun for us to get a nightcap at a speakeasy. I don't know
always
why this,
says,
yeah. Yeah, always. But I don't know why like a speakeasy specifically had popped into my head, but it did. And so I had looked up 5 or 6 speakeasies that were in like a reasonable distance from this restaurant. And I had made a little list in my Google Maps. And he told me towards the end of the meal that he had one more surprise if I was up for another drink. I was like, yeah, like I'm down, you know, I love a nightcap. And so I just didn't say anything about my speakeasy idea. I was like, all right, like, I'll just see what, how this plays out and see what his surprise is. And so we leave the restaurant, we're walking kind of along the water. And he said, I thought it would be fun if we went to a speakeasy.
Well, look at that. Great minds think alike.
We agree. Yeah. I was like, I also thought it would be fun if we went to a speakeasy. And the one that he had selected was one of the ones on my list. It's this place called Little Shop, or The Little Shop, which is a speakeasy behind a bodega in the financial district. It's like in the seaport.
Truly hidden, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You gotta know.
The way he found out about this place is because he walked by it randomly. Like, he was down there for some reason. He walked by it, thought it was a bodega, went in to buy chips. And they were like, do you have a reservation? He's like, what are you talking about?
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So he had made a reservation. And also really fun, we didn't do this because we had eaten, but like, they will plate anything in the bodega. So like, literally you can get like Pringles plated for you if you want.
That's so cute.
It's really cute. And so we went back there, had a great time. And just like, I've said time and time again, I really love a nightcap. And it was just a really nice end to the evening. I had talked about last week, he had requested a non-school night date so that we could have kind of like a multi-stop evening. And that was really nice. And he once again ordered me an Uber to go home, which I really appreciated. And we had a nice little first kiss on the sidewalk while I was waiting for my car.
You know what my friends call that?
What?
Street work.
Street work.
I don't know why. I think it might be from New Girl, actually, some type of reference. But it's like I put in some street work when you do the classic New York City on the sidewalk move.
Yep, yep.
Oh, I love it. It's so exciting. Yeah. It sounds like a really sweet night.
Yeah, it was a great night, front to back. Great night. Had a wonderful time. And so then the very next day, he got on a plane for a 2-week trip internationally.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone for the next 2 weeks. I'm also gone for a week. I'm leaving for Costa Rica in 2 days. So I'm going to be
kind of oddly kind of good timing then, you know?
Yeah. yeah, like I'll get back and I'm not sure exactly what day he gets back, but I think it's like, I don't know, not that long after I do. So yeah. And we've been texting a little bit. I mean, the time difference is significant.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was really fun.
I'm so excited. Look at you. Feeling good. I was going to say my guess would have been for the part of the plan is, cause I used to live in that area. There's all the ferries.
I love a ferry.
Which can be a really cute, fun ride, especially when it's warm out, because you could be outside, seeing the sunset, all those types of things. So anybody listening, taking notes on some date ideas, financial district, ferry ride over to Brooklyn, Greenpoint, whatever, or just literally ride the ferry there and back. It is really, really pretty.
I love a ferry ride. It was absolutely freezing this particular night.
Yeah.
but like, at literally from now on, ferry, fantastic idea.
Yeah, it's nice. I will say, I think it's nicer to be standing outside than in the ferry. They can sometimes be a little dirty. I'll just warn everybody of that, okay? They're still very nice, still very romantic. But, you know, that thing commutes all the time. It's a better view of them outside. So it's a nice, maybe warm, now that's warming up, warm activity for everybody.
Yeah. Do you ever associate outfits with the places that you wore them before or the people that you wore them with?
You know, I have a weird more superstition with like doing shows. Oh. If I do an outfit and I like bomb, there's a little bit of me that like doesn't want to wear it again.
Ooh, that makes sense.
That's like I feel like that's kind of a sports thing. I would have like sports day bra and like spandex and we kept winning. And then if we lost, I would change that or I would change hair. I'm very more superstitious. So not so much memory stuff, because also it's funny. I'm like, I repeat outfits a lot. I'm not a Rent the Runway gal. So, so I'm like, I can't keep track, you know?
That makes sense. I also get superstitious about volleyball stuff, like certain sports bras. And like I have like 3 or 4 volleyball sports bras and they have different meanings to me. So I get that.
Yeah. Or they're like your best ones, you know?
Yep. So the reason I ask is because I have rented this one shirt. Tawny Taylor is one of my favorite designers that I rent from Rent the Runway. I love her stuff. I almost never buy it because it's extremely expensive. Mm-hmm. So cute. Always fits me perfectly. Like every single thing I've ever rented from Tawny Taylor, perfectly sized, fits me amazing, looks great. There's this one shirt, surprising no one, it has puffy sleeves. And it is, it's like a strapless, like crop top, like tight, almost corset kind of thing. And it has these really dramatic puffy sleeves. Mm-hmm. I'd rented it multiple times, but the last time I rented it was when I was visiting the disco ball in DC.
Oh.
And I have this really distinct memory. Like I can call it up in a way that I can't normally do for memories. I can call it up so clearly where I was getting ready in his bathroom. I like put on the shirt, was doing my hair, doing my makeup, whatever, walked out of his bathroom and he saw me and I just like to this day will remember, he said, "Hot damn."
Oh, wow. Hot damn. Hot dog. Yeah.
And that like, it just was really, and we like kissed and it was just like a really special moment in my memory. And I'm like getting emotional thinking about it. Like it's one of the things that I like look back on and like whatever. I was wearing this shirt and I haven't rented it since, because every time I see it in the Rent the Runway carousel, I'm like, fuck that shirt.
Mm.
So I was looking for things to rent for Costa Rica and was looking at like tropical vacation edits, whatever that they have. And the shirt kept coming up in the grids.
Yep.
You know what? I'm going to reclaim this shirt. I am renting this shirt. I love this shirt. I am not going to be a slave to this memory.
Yeah. It's like the same thing with places where you're like, I went to this place, had a terrible first date. And then Mr. Worldwide, you reclaim that place. So Mr. Yeah. Worldwide is your new reclaim, man, with literally your shirts and your places.
Literally. Well, yeah, I rented this shirt and I put it on and I was like looking at myself in the mirror and I'm like, I feel so good in this shirt. I'm so happy that I did this. Fuck that memory. And I had a great night in it.
I have to ask, did Mr. Worldwide say anything about the shirt?
He said I looked great. He didn't comment specifically about the shirt.
Okay, but still, saw you, yeah. complimented you. Mm-hmm. Now, positive memory enforced.
Yes, yes. But even just like how I felt in it, like outside of, you know, external validation or compliments or whatever, just like I felt really good in it and I was able to feel really good in it and not think about that memory. Even though I like that memory, even though the, like, obviously the disco ball thing was terrible and I don't like how it ended. Like, I really, there are memories that about him and about our time together that I really do like and I think back on fondly. And that is one of them. But the shirt now has new meaning for me.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we talk about, you know, what to wear on dates and stuff sometimes. And it's like, you do need to wear something that makes you feel good, first of all.
Yeah.
Again, sometimes it's like, okay, what makes me feel a little flirty, a little fun, a little whatever you're looking to bring more into your life.
You know? Yes.
So I'm glad you wore something that made you feel good and didn't let a past memory interfere with it.
Hey, I appreciate that. So yeah. So that was that. That was pretty much my week.
Nice. Solid. Ready for Costa Rica then.
Ready for Costa Rica. I'm so excited to meet everybody and see some people are coming from Greece, a couple girls from Greece, and a couple that I've met at our live shows. So I'm very excited for the trip.
Yeah, my Croatia trip is officially closed by the time this comes out. So
hell yeah.
We got a great group. So excited for everyone coming. And shout out to some listeners that I saw in Tacoma this weekend.
Oh, amazing.
I had a handful of listeners come and it was so great. One girl actually was at our DC shows. Yeah, she was at our DC shows, and then she came to my stand-up show because she was in town with her dad because her brother lives there, and then she came to Tacoma with her mom because she was like, well, my mom wasn't in DC, so I was like, oh, come with me to see the show. But it's always so nice to see people, and I will say it's also so sweet. I feel like our listeners are very polite, that I could feel it from them when they're saying hello. They're like, I listened to the podcast. They're so like little whispery, like, I listen, I like it, okay. And I feel like they get this vibe, like, I don't want to bother you. And I'm like, to anyone comes to the show, you are not bothering me. I love to meet you. Yes. Please say hello. I appreciate it. Because one girl like said hello. And then, you know, someone else just says hi. Oh, great set. I look, I turn back. She's gone. Just gone. And I felt bad. I was like, oh, where'd you go? I hope she didn't think I meant like, okay, hi, nice to meet you. Bye. You know, type of thing.
Yeah.
But I also understand if people listening are shy and you're like, it's intimidating, whatever, we've never met, even though I guess we know each other through this medium.
We absolutely know each other.
Yeah, but I'm very like, come, say hello, give me a hug. I'm very open to that. I understand if you're not a hugger, I'll read the vibe, all right? Stick out a hand, you want a handshake, whatever. But it's really cool to meet listeners all over the place. So I had a really great weekend of shows. I didn't squeeze a date in Tacoma, everybody, but bear with me. I have been having success on Hinge. I will say, the Hinge setup now of the your turn, my turn situation of the chat. I'll say this. I don't love it to start that it's very like, okay, you got to start or you got to start, whatever, how it organizes it. But I will say now that I've been talking to a few people, I don't mind it once the conversation gets going.
I agree with you. I don't love that it thinks if someone just matches with you that now it's your turn.
Exactly.
Like if I send a comment to a guy, I comment on his photo, and he just like accepts my comment and matches with me, that now it becomes my turn again. He has said nothing.
Right. Exactly. But in terms of, I guess, conversation going and keeping, I put it this way. I think once the convo gets started, whoever starts it, then it makes it more like you're less likely to get lost in the shuffle, because when I open it first, it's the messages I have to reply to.
Right.
So it's like, okay, unless those other men get back to me, like, they're gone. They're in a different folder or whatever.
Yeah, it is their turn.
Yeah.
Well, so we also did some research this week. So,
oh, yes, we did.
You had mentioned that you've been having success in the active recently or active today and the nearby, like, sections.
And new here. New people.
And new here. Had a friend who doesn't pay for Hinge, because both of us pay for Hinge, so we weren't sure. We had a friend who doesn't pay for Hinge, check it out, and they can see those sections, but when they click on them, they are invited to pay.
Of course. Of course. But I will say, Of course. But I will say, I think it's actually a paid feature that I have felt is worth it. That I've just been getting more matches. I feel like it's like less of a waste of time, if that makes sense. Like, okay, I'm getting people that are really actively on here. Let's start there. And until we run out, that's what I'm sticking to.
Yeah, makes sense.
So, yeah, totally. So hopefully I'll have a date this week. I don't have anything set up, so I'm sorry to the listeners. I don't have an official update, but I'm very excited to just be in one place for a month and have time to get some dates on the books. So,
I love it.
I will say my shout out last week, I feel bad. I feel like I gave more praise to one guy versus other men because I didn't have more info at the time.
Oh, funny.
So I'm just like, real quick, all the people I mentioned are wonderful, amazing people.
Yeah.
I found out more info on my friend Derek that he does want like marriage, children, loves being in DC. I assumed those things, but I didn't want to say that officially. So if someone didn't submit for Derek and now you're like, oh my God, that's my dream man. Come on down. So just a reminder, fmhsetups@gmail.com. Send us a bio, some photos, or your dating profile, and happy to connect to you guys. So
yeah, please do.
That's it for me. That's all I got.
Yeah, I have been sending messages to people in the active now or active recently and the whatever sections. I have not had success from it yet, but I'm going to persevere.
Yeah, you will. Trust me, you will. It's also like, you know, March Madness. It's recording on Easter. It's like, it's a time people are still kind of traveling, stuff like that. So
yeah, there's a lot happening.
Spring's in the air, baby.
Yes.
The apps are more alive than ever for me, so.
I've been talking a bunch about how I'm trying to order in less. And part of that is that I'm cooking at home more. But when I don't have time to cook, which is more often than not, I have really still been loving Factor's meals that are ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Yeah, and they have so many options too. Every week, their menu, they have 35 options that you can pick from. So you can find whatever it is that you're looking for. It's so easy. It's no fuss and no mess.
It's so great. And I've also been really enjoying their add-ons that they have. So they have breakfast. They have on-the-go lunches if you don't work from home. I've been ordering their snacks recently to have like a little pick-me-up in the afternoon. And I've really been enjoying that.
Yeah. And they also are celebrating Earth Day all month. You can look for their Earth Month Eats badge on their menu. And that will be meals that have the lowest carbon footprint. So shout out to Factor for that one.
That's pretty cool. So you can head to factormeals.com/FMH50 and use code FMH50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code FMH50 at factormeals.com/FMH50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
So our topic today is one that I think the listeners were unexpectedly very excited about.
Yes. The icks are still alive and well.
Alive and well. So we asked the listeners, what are some icks that you have in dating? And in case anybody doesn't know, an ick is like a silly turnoff that you have, something that is not objectively bad. It can go either way. It's not a deal breaker, or at least it shouldn't be. It's like not technically a big deal, but it turns you off.
Yeah, but the debate is it usually ends up being a deal breaker in the sense of you don't want to see them again.
Right.
It's enough of a turnoff, let's say that, right?
Like it's something that like if you already knew this person, if you found out this thing about this person like 3 months into dating them and you were already sold, you wouldn't care.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So basically we're here to say, is it worth, you know, sticking it out or you're icked out, valid, move along, move
icked
on.
Icked out or stick it out.
Take down or stick it out. New fun thing of the pod.
Yeah, new fun thing. And I'll also say up top that I think that this is like super fun and I'm excited to talk about it. But I also think that like generally speaking, when somebody has an ick, my general advice is like stick it out.
Same. That's why I wanted to do this episode. Yeah. I was like this. I mean, I'll say it. Appearance-based things, guys, so easily fixable.
Stick it out.
I could not. I mean, I guess I could believe, but. Couldn't believe like how many submissions were not only people saying the same you know visual aspect, like transition lenses was one of the top answers of people, but I kind of was like, oh come on guys, I want some more that are like not like something they're wearing, you know what I mean? I just feel like it's the easiest fix.
I also need to be so for real with some people that were submitting icks that are straight up deal breakers. Like some people are submitting things like doesn't respect women.
Oh, well. Yeah.
That's not an ick. That is a bad person.
Or that's also not something that, like, maybe it does happen on a whim on a date, but I feel like that would maybe take you a second to realize versus the cargo short people that they're like immediate ick or whatever.
Yeah. Like, or yeah, somebody, this person's lack of consideration for me and others. Not an ick.
Well, bad person. Or according to our game, we would say, yes, icked out.
Icked out.
We'd go, sure. Icked out. Leave. Yeah. I think we can't necessarily get into like what counts as an ick or not. It's like icked out, valid. Because we have to have some valid icks in this episode. So like, yes. Doesn't respect women, rude to a server, rude to a random person on the street. Ick. Valid.
I don't even call it an ick. I'm like, that's, to me, an ick is like really strictly defined as something that like isn't objectively bad. That's like kind of silly or not a big deal, but that you're turned off by.
Yeah, I'm more saying if we're going to have to pick ick for some things, I'm like, yes, then some of these things people submitted, more than valid. More than 100%. Valid.
Yeah. 100%.
Right? Like, okay, here's a more fair one, let's say. Somebody submitted, immediately gets into sexual type language lingo on a dating app upon matching.
Icked out.
Icked out. Fair. Very fair ick, right?
Yeah.
Same with like sends an unsolicited dick pic / whatever type of photo. Icked out. Valid.
Yeah.
I guess crime.
I guess I'm just getting into some antics, but I guess for me,
you know what
like,
I mean?
For me, that's like, fuck that guy.
Well, yes, but a very strong ick, I would say. Very strong ick.
Oh, I'm very icked. I am the most icked.
Right? Or here's one. Here's one that's maybe a little more debatable on this. Mm. First opening message, there is a comment about your appearance in a complimentary way.
Yeah.
I think that's very fair that you have that feeling sometimes. You go, I don't love this. And the other part of you goes, well, this person is trying to open the message as being complimentary up top. Do we engage in the convo and see, okay, one time, nice, all right.
Yeah. We got into this a little bit with Matchmaker Maria, right? Where we were talking about, like, because I do get that initial message and I am icked out, but I usually decide to stick it out, assuming that the initial message is not sexual in nature, but it's just complimentary.
Yeah. If someone says, like, wow, I think, you know, you have a beautiful smile.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a nice compliment.
Great compliment. And I'll usually like suppress the ick because I'm like, this is just, I try to remind myself that I am fast forwarding to the thing that happens a lot after that, which is the guy becoming sexual.
Right. So if it does, icked out, valid.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I usually have to remind myself like, this man hasn't done anything. He's just being nice. Like,
yeah, right. You're like, it's, you know, especially like I said, it's common with older men. Where they're like, well, don't women want compliments? You know, you're trying to approach them. You know, it doesn't always come from a bad place. Let's just say that.
It's true. It's so true.
Okay. So the polls we did, I'd say, were like some of the most frequent ones we got. Yeah. So we're like, let's take a poll here.
Yes.
All right. Let's just start from the top. So from the top, he plays video games.
I have to say that this is an ick of mine.
It's an ick of yours.
Yep.
But do you think stick it out?
Yes, I do think stick it out. I 100% think stick it out. And 70% of respondents said the same. At least for my audience.
I agree. I'm like, look, people got hobbies.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to like doing it with him. You know, it's more reasonable if you say, I don't want your video game chair in the living room. Like,
yeah, somebody like else said he's a video game chair guy.
Okay, but where's the chair? That's my question. I still would say stick it out. All right. Cross that bridge when you get to moving in together. Get that chair in a room that you don't have to look at it.
Yeah, I think it does ick me out. I can't lie. It does. Like, I hear that a guy loves video games and I'm like, ooh. But I do stick it out. I do have more questions about how often. Like, is this his main hobby that he spends hours and hours and hours and hours and hours a week doing? Or is it like a way that he connects with his friends once or twice a week, like here and there kind of thing?
I mean, it actually could be a combo of both, to be honest.
Yeah, true.
You know, like my brother has a video game night that him and whatever friends started during COVID to just, you know, you talk on the headset, you play whatever, it's fun. And they just have kept it going. but yeah. he's not the guy that's like doing the video games every night.
Yeah, I like it as a form of social connection because I think men need more friends. I think men need more connected friendships. And I like the idea of like, I remember I was talking to ASV. ASV is, I met him through a friend. So he has a mutual friend with one of my guy friends. And they used to do, when we were dating, a like weekly or monthly, I can't remember, video game thing. I think it was weekly. And I remember him saying that that was when they would talk about monumental things in their lives. Like yeah. that's actually when they would have deep conversations, is when they were like, I don't know, shooting aliens or whatever they were doing.
Yeah, that's actually like a child therapy trick to get yeah. them playing with stuff. And then they open up, just not even, yeah, thinking about it.
Yeah. So I liked that. So I was like, that's great. Like, I'm glad that you have found a way to distract your brain enough to be able to connect emotionally with someone else.
Yeah. But the thing is, I think this is a stick it out because I think video game guys tend to be a little on the nerdy side. And true. I think those tend to be really good guys, you know?
Also true.
Because yeah. anything, obviously, too much of anything, nobody likes.
Yes.
So yes. let's say not a video game addiction, but plays video games. Stick it out. That's my vote. And yeah, the public out. Agreed.
They agree. So the next one. Not being able to make a decision about what they want on the menu. What do you think?
This would be an ick of mine. I would say overall it's an ick of mine, but that's an easy stick it out for me.
Agreed. Also, I think this is, I think this is probably going to apply to everything, but it's another example of how bad is this? Like,
yeah.
is he taking 20 minutes to make a decision and the server keeps coming back and he's not ready yet? Like, mm-hmm. that could quickly become a deal breaker if that's happening every time we eat.
Yeah, or if the solution is I always have to just order for the table, I'd go, fine. Like, fine. I'll take that job. I'll gladly take the job and I'm not mad.
Stuff because I'm the one deciding, fine.
Yeah, or another one people submitted was that they were a picky eater. I'll take the guy who takes a while to decide over the picky eater every day.
I agree. Picky eater is an icked out for me.
Like you wouldn't stick it out.
Again, I think it depends on how bad it is, but like, oh.
Oh man. Okay. Just. Oh, would you really? Stick it out or
not? Oh, yeah. But like, it really matters. Like it matters. Like really picky, like a guy that like only will eat like childlike items. Who I've met these men before, like people, guys yeah. that just want to eat like chicken and fries and, you know, whatever really bland foods. That for me, that's going to be real hard. I think that's an icked out for me.
All right. Let me make it specific for you. Yeah. He's very picky. He starts hitting you. He is willing to try anything once, but the success rate of getting him to add things to his meals or what he eats is 1 out of 10. Do you stick it out?
I think that's still an icked out.
It's too low. Too low of a percentage.
That's too low of a success rate.
Okay. Well, on the menu question, majority, 67%,
yeah.
said stick it out.
Yeah.
Because I think another adjustment you can make if this is a person. My mom is a little bit this person. She takes longer than everybody else, but it's not, you know, 20 minutes. Yeah. She's like going to order last. Whatever. I think for me, the biggest thing would be like, well, I'm just going to make reservations earlier than when I will actually be hungry. Because if I'm sitting there starving, like ready to eat, and I gotta wait 20 minutes, now I'm getting mad. My patience is very low. But if I want to eat at 6, I'll make the reservation 5:30, and now I don't care that they're taking their sweet time.
Very fair.
You know?
Very fair.
Easy yeah. to navigate.
What do you think about the picky eater thing?
Well, I said it would bother me way more.
But icked out or stick it out.
Yeah, that would, if I had to pick an ick from the things, let's say I got to pick 5 icks today, that would be for me because I would like to do what my parents did with me and like really expose me to a lot of different types of foods so that I do not become a picky eater. Like my mom just wouldn't honor if we were like, I don't really want what you made for dinner. She's like, well, cereal is the other option. So I'm not a restaurant. And she was also lucky we really weren't like crazy picky, you know. But yeah, I'd go itch for that one. Okay, next one. A real big trend of this. Guys riding Lime scooters or really any scooter. The Bird scooter, whatever. This had a lower rate. Stick it out was 62%. Icked out 38%.
This feels real silly. Like, come on, let people ride scooters.
Okay, but in LA, because the scooters are popular, I understand people might have voted icked out going, oh, they don't have a car.
Oh, that didn't occur to me because no one here has a car. Well, we also don't have scooters here.
But I'm like, that actually I'd go valid ick. If it's like, doesn't have a car, not showing motivation to get one, is constantly someone that's like, it's going to take me hours to get to you because I got to get the scooter.
Because they don't have a car. I have a car. I have my New York City bias hat on.
Right. Or like safety is another issue. You're like, do I really want to be worried about some guy scootering with no helmet around town all the time? Like, you know how many, everyone I know that has moved to LA has gotten into a scooter accident at one point or another. Like, they are very dangerous.
I have a friend who got into a really bad scooter accident. Yeah, I guess if it's his only form of transportation, I am probably icked out. If that is the way that he gets around town.
Right. But I understand there's also the, like, maybe you're waiting outside to meet them and they pull up on the scooter and hop off. And you're a little like, I don't like how that felt, weirdly.
Do we feel the same way about a bike?
I think people are less biased to the bike.
Yeah, I agree. What about like a city bike? Like same concept. It's not their bike.
New York City, I feel like that's reasonable.
Yeah.
Unless if it's always and you're like, we have a nice thing. I don't want you city biking in your suit. And they're like, nope, I will city bike in the suit. I don't care.
Do you remember when I went on that date with the guy who showed up literally wet because he had city biked to the bar?
I think that might have been before me.
Oh, shit. Was it? It was. Yeah, you're right, actually. It was height of summer. I went out with this guy. We never went out again for other reasons too. But like, he city biked to this bar and was dripping wet. Like his button down was different colors because of his sweat. It was so gross.
Tough. Yeah, but I think that becomes kind of a financial thing like the car. Where it's like, is that you can't afford to maybe hop an Uber if you need to? Or are you too cheap to ever just get the car and do the more like reasonable mode of transportation for a date, for a nice event, for whatever it is?
I guess here I'm like, the subway is cheap as hell.
Oh, I know. But I'm just saying, like, I'm trying to think the scenario of like the person that's always picking the bike. Where would it bother me that I go, this is now a deal breaker?
Yeah.
I think would be those moments like, or we're on a date and it's like, do you want to come back to my place? Okay. And you unlock me a city bike?
Let me get on the scooter.
Yeah. Hop on the scooter. I got a friend pass. I'd be like, bro, what? I'm not getting on the scooter. Like, so we put that scenario. I go, yeah, icked. I'd be like, come on. Let's be a little more chivalrous or aware of the surroundings. Even if I just was like, hey, I'm not really into the scooters. And if you're like, what do you mean you're not into scooters? Like, get on the scooter.
Get on the back, babe.
No.
Okay, the next one. Holding utensils with a closed fist and eating like that.
I think this is not like appearance where it's an easy fix. And I'm not surprised that 76% said icked out. And not to stick out.
Those are my people. Icked out.
Yeah, this goes in the line of also just like table manners.
Mm-hmm.
We were like,
yeah. And that one is an extreme, like literally holding your fork with a closed fist and like stabbing at a 90 degree down. Like,
oh, I imagine it. I know someone who does this and it's like shoveling.
That's bad too. Yeah.
Like both ways.
I'm picturing when I saw the submission, because I've seen this, I'm picturing the person who holds the fork with a closed fist at 90 degrees to hold the piece of meat and then is cutting with their fork at 90 degrees. I'm like, oh no. And I don't like it.
Right. I think this one is valid because it's probably a sign of like other table manners that. And also, I think it's a hard one to change, especially like without offending somebody.
Oh, you can't.
That's really offending someone. Tough. Very tough.
Yeah. I am pickier about, and that one is like full ick. I've forced myself to come around on like more mild versions of this.
Mm-hmm.
Because my mom was like, my mom is European. there's like a very, it's a very different kind of table manner thing, especially with kids there. And we, it was very strict for us. And I've had to come around to like the American way of doing it, but this is still a no.
Yeah. There's like, I mean, my mom would get on us about like if elbows were on the table, trying to like get us into whatever better habit. But that's something that's like, someone has an elbow on the table, I'm not going to be like, how could
you? No, that doesn't bother me at all.
You know what I mean? Like it's, but the shoveling fist is, that's a tough one. That's, yeah. That's tough.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. Cargo shorts. A very common submission here. Almost 50-50.
Yeah, it was 48 icked out, 52 stick it out. Funny that we got this submission because for the video, I'm gonna back up and show that I am wearing, can you see, cargo pants.
But they're pants. But yes, pants. Cargos are back in.
Cargos are back.
The 90s are back.
The 90s are back. Cargos are back. So, but I don't think that the people that the submitters had in mind are trendy Y2K dressers.
No, it's the classic tan cargo shorts on dudes. A lot of people also submitted just like sandals or flip flops. Usually it's a combo of the two, but you're just like, well, that's a lot. Cargo shorts. What do you say? What if someone said to you, he showed up to the date in cargo shorts?
Style can be worked with.
Yeah, I'd say if everything else really is fine, great.
Yeah.
Aligns.
Yeah, style is adjustable over time. I think I would probably want to understand, are they like really feeling this look? Like, is this their look? And like they are into it. Like that might be different than somebody who's just like wearing a thing that they saw and bought. And doesn't care.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. I think a lot of people feel men in shorts on a date is just very low effort, whether it's cargo shorts or something else.
Oh, that doesn't bother me.
Like, usually for men, dressing nicer is just literally jeans instead of shorts, like a basketball short, a cargo short, what, you know, that's just, you don't want to look like you rolled out of bed and came to the date, right?
Very true, very true.
So I feel like I'd say stick it out. But yes, if this is like a recurring habit, there's party that goes, is this their style? And there's another party that goes, oh, do you not really care to look a little nice for me? Because I'm coming into this date looking a little nice for you.
Yeah.
Trying to put best foot forward.
It's definitely easier for men to look nice in long pants. Like there are some really sharp, I don't mind a guy in shorts at all. Like there are some really sharp, short looks.
Mm-hmm.
Even super casual, right? Like you can look real stylish in shorts. But like it is easier to look put together in pants as a guy.
Yeah, or especially like at night, we're having a nighttime date, put on the pants. That's my stance on it. I'm like, put on pants. That's literally all you have to do. You can still be in the t-shirt, but just put on a pair of jeans. That being said, I still would say stick it out.
I agree.
If it becomes a habit and, you know, other things. But I would lean towards a stick it out.
Yeah, I agree. On this one. I agree.
You never know.
Okay, next one. Similar style-based. Backpacks. So many submissions about men that show up on dates carrying a backpack.
Yeah, but surprisingly, majority said stick it out. 67%.
I agree, because the first place that my head went was, are we coming straight from work? In which case, yeah, he's got a backpack. He's got a laptop.
I mean, I just thought of city life. Most people carry a backpack. I did. I preferred a backpack to like a big tote bag if I'm going to be out for the day.
Yeah, I have a tote, but like a backpack would also make sense.
Yeah, or this is also an easy thing, like, okay, is it bulky? Is it old? Is it just not stylish backpack? You can buy him a new backpack. Yeah. Immediately on my gift list. I don't like the backpack you wear. I'll buy you a new one.
Somebody submitted drawstring backpack.
See, that makes more sense to me. That actually makes more sense to me.
I am icked out by drawstring backpack on a date. Like, if we're on a hike or something like that, fine, whatever. But, like, you show up to a dinner date with a drawstring backpack? No.
What if they said they were coming from their intramural thing, like you did the other night, and then they got a drawstring backpack?
Oh, that'd be fine.
Because it's like sporty. Exactly. It makes sense, like a hike.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Right. Yeah, a backpack, I'm like, if you're in a city where people do not have cars, what do we expect men to do? Okay? If they have some stuff they got to carry with them, is what it is.
If he's like getting ready for the evening at home and going out on the town with a backpack, now I'm like, why are we doing this?
Right. Yeah. I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
But no, stick it out. That's an easy one, I think.
Agreed.
All right. The one I mentioned before. Transition lenses. They turn dark in the sun. Icked out. Stick it out. The majority said icked out. 66%.
I agree. I mean, I guess. Okay. It is an ick. Like I would feel like, ooh. But also similarly, those are not forever.
No, your prescription can change every year. So I first was like, all right, you might have to stick it out till their next eye doctor appointment.
I just am picturing you're inside during the day and he's got sunglasses on. Like I just. Like,
oh, as they adjust? Yeah.
As they adjust. And I don't know. I guess maybe there are some more stylish ones these days, but I'm also picturing more of a wireframe, like really dorky type of situation.
They make ones that aren't like big aviator grandpa looking, you know what I mean? But it's funny because it's funny this one comes up because glasses, I feel like, are currently in style. Like people are still wearing glasses that do not even need to wear glasses, right? Because here's my question. What's worse, transition lenses or they buy the clip-on sunglasses that go over?
Oh, holy shit.
The glasses.
That's way worse.
Is it worse? Because I feel like your ick was more they come inside and you're waiting for the sunglasses to dissolve as opposed to they just flip it off.
I don't know. It's bad. It looks terrible when you're outside.
I know, but these are people with glasses. So it's like, what are they supposed to do? They want sunglasses.
Prescription sunglasses is the answer.
Prescription sunglasses. So you would rather they fully are changing glasses to prescription sunglasses?
I am. Yeah, I would prefer that. Yes.
So if you have to pick five X.
As a person who wore contacts and glasses.
Oh, see, I never did, but I just would wear contacts most of the time.
Yeah, I mean, I mostly wore contacts, but when I was wearing my glasses, I had a pair of prescription sunglasses.
Oh, yeah, my mom would never. She was like, that's way too expensive. What are you crazy?
Oh, this was an adult. As an adult.
Okay. Yeah, no, I would just wear contacts. So I was like, I understand this. I'd be annoyed because I would go to work in my glasses for like the first half of the day. And I'm like, it's annoying. It's annoying. I didn't get the transition lenses, but I'm like, I understand men that want efficiency and they go, what's the problem? I don't have to switch. I don't have to carry things. So I don't carry my backpack and ick out a woman about my fucking backpack.
And they're not wrong. Like I'm not, I don't think this is super logical.
Right. It's not. I guess so if you had to pick from the episode, this is one of your icked out ones that you wouldn't hang around for.
Oh God, but I would. I would stick it out because that is something fully changeable.
Yeah, me too. Especially, you just got to weasel your way into the next eye doctor appointment, you know?
So true.
Where you're like, you need a new prescription? Oh, I could help you with which ones look good on you. Da da da. Or this is an area, you know me, I'm like, I think men should be paying for dates. But it's because I feel like this is the area where women spend their money on men. Where they're like, I don't like your transition lenses. I am willing to buy you the prescription ones. Or true. Prescription, you know, sunglasses. So then it's like, hey, I didn't pay for dinner, but I just bought you, what are these, $200? Like, you know what I mean? This is when I'm like, women, get out your wallet, all right? You want it to change? Get out, put your wallet on the table. You want the appearance to change? Pay for it. You know? That's fair. I think that's fair. Okay, so now on to the ones that we did not do polls that we will debate here. Thank you again, everyone, for all the submissions.
Truly. So many submissions. I loved it.
So many. All right. Here's the first one. Coffee or ice cream or drinks or cook me dinner first date offers.
Okay.
Wow.
All of them except cook me dinner. Stick it out.
Yeah. Or here's the thing. I don't like a coffee date. So I feel like the drinks is crazy to me, unless I guess if you don't drink, then I'm like, fine, valid. If you're like, I don't drink, and they go, let's get drinks, you're like, fucking listen. Like,
yeah, that to me is not that they suggested a drink date, it's that they don't fucking listen.
Right, exactly. So with any of these, I say stick it out in the sense of, it's like I said, the other ones, like, well, put up your wallet. This one, I'm like, offer a suggestion.
Suggest
something different and stick it out.
The only one that I fully am icked out by, which I actually have never encountered, is somebody suggesting a cooking date in their home or my home on a first date.
Yeah, I haven't had that happen.
That'd be
reasonable. Reasonable icked out.
Yeah, 100%
reasonable icked out.
All the other ones, Yeah, stick it out or like, but by stick it out, I agree with you. That doesn't mean you must accept that date idea.
Yeah, like, exactly.
It's the thing you want to do.
Right. But if someone comes with a suggestion, don't immediately go, ugh, ick, done, over it. That's absurd. That's not giving anybody a chance.
Somebody else said, suggests a lame or bad restaurant for a date. Similar thing.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't want to go to the place, totally valid, suggest a better place.
Yeah. That you want to go. Suggest something else. I mean, I'm even in the boat of suck it up, because I've done that. But I'm like, not a wonderful suggestion. You know what? This person's taking the time to plan, pick a place. They've done everything right. I'll go to the place. I'll live. It doesn't have to be the best meal of my fucking life.
The only time that I haven't done that is if I have personal knowledge that this is not going to be a good situation. So like that bar that that one guy took you to where there was like such loud music and people dancing on the tables and it was like some sort of like in LA. Remember there was like
Yeah.
It just was not a good environment for a date. Like if
and I didn't know.
You didn't know. Yeah. But if I knew, that this person had suggested a place that was going to be like a terrible environment for a date, we weren't going to be able to hear each other, there was going to be a crazy show going on, I probably would say something.
Yeah. Because also, God, especially if this is like not in their neighborhood, not a place they frequent, how are they supposed to know either?
Yeah.
If it's your neighborhood, give them the benefit of the doubt. You could even make up a lie. You could be like, hate to bring the mood down. A friend of mine went there recently and got food poisoning.
Oh.
How about this spot nearby? Lie about it. Who cares? You know? But stick it out where it's like, guys, get to the date. Make a plan.
Suggest something different.
You'll live.
The one that I am icked out by, though I do still stick it out. I don't know if that's allowed. But like, I get the initial, ooh, but I don't create a deal breaker, is when they suggest a place that I go to look up and discover that it's closed at that time.
Oh, you're like, oh, looks like it's closed on that day? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they're like, how do we go here? And I look it up, and the very first thing I notice is that it's closed on Tuesdays, which is the day we're going out.
I'm like, yeah, don't be mad at that, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I am icked out by it, because I'm like, lacks attention to detail. Like, did you look up, did you spend any time researching this? But I'm still going to go. Well, I'm not going to go to that place. But
on the date, you mean?
On the date, yeah.
Yeah, these are all examples of, like, communicate. And if the person isn't being flexible, then icked out. Let me say that.
Yes.
All right. What's one you picked?
When someone asks what my experience has been like on the apps.
Yeah, I don't like it. That is an ick.
It's an ick for me too.
That's an ick. I you know, it doesn't make me, I still would say stick it out. Context is important, but it's like,
yeah,
I'm not going to blame someone that threw that question because how about this? Somebody asked that is very new to the apps. I really let that slide.
Yeah, fair.
That's like, you know, because they could just generally be like, yeah, I'm very new. I find it overwhelming a little bit, blah, blah, blah. And they really don't mean it in this like, so you go on a date with a lot of guys. You know what I mean? Like there is a difference. Or also it's the same thing, flexibility, where it's like, read the room. I'm pivoting out of that. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Let's go to something else.
I give it more grace in person.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yes, absolutely. I thought that's what you meant. It was like on a date.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. The person didn't say in their submission, but it's happened to me both ways.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
Early, like, in a dating app conversation, I'm like, why are we talking about this?
Yeah, I get it being more on the icked outside where it's like, it's more of a hole you got to get yourself out of. Like, will this turn around? Will their answer surprise me? That isn't what it always is when people ask this.
Yeah, no, it will not is the answer.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I'm a little more on the excited for it. But in person, I give it a little grace.
Yeah.
It's usually honestly a sign that the date's just not going great, that we resorted. We're resorting to talking about dating apps or dating in general. I've had that happen many times. I
can't remember the last good date that I had, first date, where we talked about how dating is going.
Yeah. Because to be honest, if that usually comes up, I'm at the point of like, fuck it. I don't care. The conversation hasn't been great. Let's get into it. Maybe I'll give you some tips you could use on other women. How about that?
Actually, though, I said that, but I'm wrong. Mr. Worldwide actually asked me, not like how's dating going, but he asked me about like bad date stories.
I've gotten that question before, but I don't take that as a like app or blah, blah, blah. But like, sometimes it comes from sympathy where they're like, I have a lot of female friends that I've heard stories. It's crazy. Have you had anything like really awful? And to be honest, I don't feel like I've had anything so awful that I would even share.
Well, we were at the restaurant where my worst first date happened.
Oh, yeah. Well, then that you could be like, yeah, I had a very uncomfortable situation. So I'm happy this date's going much better here.
I just like somersaulted out of it. I just like didn't engage in that conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. But I wouldn't blame you if you did. If you're like, funny you ask. I actually went on a bad date here and kept it vague. Kept it vague. Yeah. Okay. Next one here. Dates who immediately talk about money or how much they think I make.
What?
Huge ick. I'm on the ick side for this.
Icked out. Gross.
Icked. What? Icked out.
Who is guessing how much other people make out there?
I don't know. That's, I mean, the first half I would say icked out, but the second half.
The second half is ridiculous.
The second half is crazy because then, wow. And that's also just like, this is touching on some insecurity or nosiness or whatever. Yeah. But it's like, we don't know each other. That is a sign of the future. Like, are you going to be asking people these questions?
Yeah. Do you think this is an appropriate question to ask a stranger?
Yeah. What are you, a fucking job recruiter? What are we doing? Which, are you going to help me negotiate more money? That's the only reason you should be asking me.
Either. That is illegal in New York.
Yeah. Just, I mean, that one's just terrible.
That's crazy.
Or I would even say someone maybe doesn't ask you how much they make, but they maybe make some side comments where they're almost like money bags or something. Is such a just like, oh, do not put your insecurities on me, man.
That's happened to me before.
Ugh.
Yeah, where I've like mentioned, like there was a guy that I dated, was it last year? I don't remember when this was, 2 years ago maybe. But he asked me something that led to me saying that I have a car.
Okay.
And he literally said, oh, money bags.
No, oh, get over yourself.
Okay, someone's insecure. Got it.
Yeah, I also didn't like say the type of car.
No.
I was bragging about whatever.
That's a Honda, but okay.
Truly, though.
But like, sure, it is expensive to have a car in the city. He's not wrong. But like, just like the way that he responded to it, I'm like, oh, this is going to be a thing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's so gross.
Yeah, it was really gross.
I was like, I think I've only had one person. They made a reservation somewhere nice. And then when we were there, they said something like, yeah, well, I know like these are the type of places you like. And I was like, who said that?
What?
I was like, you picked this place. You planned the whole thing. I was like, you want to leave and go to a dive? I'll go to a dive. Like, I don't.
That's weird.
Who the hell said that? Like, don't. But it's almost this thing. Like, again, I don't know if it's insecurity or they want like acknowledgement. Yeah. Like, you should be so impressed that I took you here or something. I have no fucking idea. It's just uncomfortable. Where you're like,
yeah.
Okay, dude. All right. I was willing to overlook your cargo shorts. Now you're making comments about my money.
Lenses, but I was willing to stick it out.
Yeah. I was sticking it out over here, asshole.
Me and my money bags were sticking it out. And then you said that.
Right.
Okay. Here's one. When they say my name too many times in messages.
That's very interesting because I know a lot of people that like, that's kind of a turn on.
So it depends on if I know you or not. I also get icked out by this when I don't know this person or even honestly really? In early dating. Yeah. It icks me out.
I feel like once or here and there is a flirty thing.
Yeah. But like what's coming to mind with this submission of like too many times is that they just like keep putting your name into messages.
Yeah. I guess I still lean on the side of like stick it out, but I understand the ick feeling.
Yeah. It tends for me to coincide with people who like guys who are overly complimentary.
Yeah, maybe. Like I think it's usually they're trying to flirt in some way.
Yes.
So that's why I'm like, all right, I don't totally knock it. It's better than someone who's fucking boring. Let me tell you that.
That's very true.
I'd rather you be boring, but give me a compliment. I'll take it. All right, how about this one? He has me drive him when we go somewhere.
So the funny part about this is there was somebody else who said, when he won't let me drive.
Right, exactly. There's so many that are contradictory in our list.
Which is, and that's true of so much shit. That's like, It just really shows how subjective these things are. It does not bother me to drive. It'd be one thing if it was this, if we're talking about this fucking Razor scooter guy who mm-hmm. who uses a scooter as his main form of transportation, and therefore I have to pick him up every single time. Like, yeah, that would
Or it could be kind of a cheap thing. Gas is expensive. Where it's also, like, oh, don't want to put use the gas in your car or the mileage on your car. However, like I said before, I'm like, if the deal is I drive, we use my car, but you pay for dinner or whatever, fine. I'm in. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, not as expensive as food.
Yeah. Also, I like driving. I got a control thing. I'm like, a lot of times I would rather drive. If you're a bad driver, then I would be more than happy that I always pick us up and I am the driver.
I mean, I'm nausea girly, so I will ask to drive. I will literally ask to drive, even if it's not my car, because then I won't get car sick.
Exactly. I feel like this answer is kind of more touching on like masculinity type things. And I'm like, get over it.
Yeah. On a similar note, somebody submitted driving with two hands on the wheel.
Is an ick?
Yes, according to this person.
Oh my God.
That's a safe man.
Get over it.
That's a crazy safe man.
That's wild. I guess, are they trying to say, like, it's so hot when they do the one hand on the wheel? Because I've seen that TikTok a thousand times.
Like the hand behind your seat or whatever.
Yeah,
like
when they go to back up. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Drives with two hands on the wheel, please. Okay. Stick it out. What are we doing?
What are we doing?
That's something that I'm like, if a man was listening to this pod right now, I would be like, you know, women, we can't fucking win with you, okay?
We're driving safe, and we're getting icked out. No.
So many driving ones. We got... You know, drives too aggressive, like Fast and Furious. Yep. We have two hands on the wheel, drives too safe, drives too slow. Like, guys, I think if you feel safe in the car, that's number one.
Like, I totally understand drives too fast, like Fast and Furious. To me, that's not icked out. That's I feel unsafe with this person.
Yeah. Where you're like, tone it down. Or road rage. Let's talk about that. Some people drive perfectly fine, but they're always like, not even true road rage that they're so mad it affects their driving, but just always making comments like, this asshole, this idiot, blah, blah, blah. I'd be like, yo, man,
you gotta just
let it go.
There was a guy that I dated who was that person who would honk at a stoplight if somebody didn't go like immediately when it turned green. And I cannot stand those people.
Oh, God. And that's also something you go, you're doing this in front of me. Mm-hmm. Like, imagine again, supposed to be best impression on our best behavior. And it's like, okay. All right. Yeah, not even conscious there's a date in the car.
Right. It wasn't even like, okay, it's been a while. Maybe I'll give a little beep, beep, you know, like, hey, it was like immediate lay on the horn.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I hated it.
That's bad. Okay. How about this one? I know it's petty, but having really bad spelling or shortening things like, you know, letter U, there, and no punctuation.
I'm icked out by this.
Okay, but all of it?
All together, like that sounds like a that means that every single time he's sending anything, I'm like, ah!
Yeah, like I'm like, but for me, I'm like, punctuation, I want to go, get over it. Okay, texting is casual.
Sure.
Let's, come on, really?
But I've said this to you and Rourke before in our little chat. That, like, the guys who abbreviate how about you to HBU,
mm-hmm.
or the, like, that, not only do I get icked out by it, but I have also, I do stick it out. I have never had that guy turn into somebody that I liked.
Like, you felt like it mirrored effort?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, that guy turned into the low effort dude, or the guy that I just never went out with.
Okay, because I was going to say, A place this is very common that I think is very excusable, though it is hard to excuse. It is very annoying. Okay. Is if someone is English isn't their first language and from the US. Because like in person, you could be like, they're, you know, clearly fluent. We're getting along great, blah, blah, blah. The texting, you're like, ooh, it bothers me.
That person, I feel like, isn't making those types of abbreviations. They're probably making more like grammatical mistakes.
Yeah. Little things like that. Or maybe they misspell here and there.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Cause here's my, would this be better question for you here. So you have this ick, Would you prefer they always do voice to text so that it comes out correctly? Or is that an ick if you ever catch someone or hear someone doing like talking to their phone to type of message?
That's not an ick at all.
I'll be honest with you. I do this now. Not because of, you know, punctuation stuff, but like, yeah. I just have had a low patience with texting a lot of times.
Yeah.
That I'm like in the middle of doing stuff and I'll just tap that mic and I'll say the thing. I'll proofread it and then send. But like, I mean, that could be an ick though. If someone's like, oh, they always talk their text. I'd be like, all right, well,
that doesn't bother me at all. You want to hear something really silly that icks me out about Mr. Worldwide?
Oh, what?
And for the record, it's super silly and I'm sticking it out, obviously. But okay. I think this is an age thing. He sends texts where he has like his different thoughts in like two different paragraphs or three different paragraphs. Like he has returns, like spaces in between his sentences in his text rather than sending three separate texts.
See, funny, that might be because his ick is getting multiple texts.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. That's like, yeah, that's just a different like cadence. Yeah.
It's like a different texting style. Like it's fine. It's completely fine. But the first couple times when I was texting with him, I was like, oh.
Yeah, I get it. But that's stick it out.
Yeah, 100%. We got a few about emojis.
Oh, I saw that.
There were a couple people who didn't like specific emojis. Like if the guy used the like face with the hearts around it, you know, the one I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were a few people who wanted them to use emojis rather than the like colon parenthesis smiley face.
Okay, can I say this? I actually will often do the colon parentheses. I find it flirtier. I don't know why.
I agree with you on that.
But on dating apps, I'll often say, hey, their name. I'll do the colon smiley face and type whatever question I'm asking.
I do think that's flirtier. I think you're right.
Because, can I say this? I would prefer that or no emoji use to the a lot of emoji use. If we had to rank these, I've never been a huge emoji person. And people that are, I've found them to be like kind of fake. Like people that I was like getting to know or somewhat friends with. And that's just like constant like buttering you up or kind of like too much hyping you up. I'm like, all right, chill. Like, I don't know. I don't need this many pictures. Okay. This ain't Wingdings, you know, like chill. But like, I feel like unless it's like, you know, similar to what we said, like someone opens the conversation super sexually or is getting sexual too quickly and doing, you know, devil face emojis or whatever it is, fire emojis. Like, unless it's that, I'm like, who cares? Even the too many emojis guy, I would probably stick it out and be like, well, let me see if I like other things about this person.
Yeah. Mr. Worldwide uses a lot of emojis.
See, but then he might think like, that's flirting.
I think he does, and it's fine.
You know? Because I love voice memos. That's one that's debatable. Some people hate them. I love them.
Some people hate them. I also really like them. But more so for people that I know. Like, I think I would be icked out if a guy that I had either not gone out with yet or was on, like, a first date with started sending me, like, a lot of voice memos. I don't think I'd like that.
Yeah, but again, I think this depends on style because... Sure. I used to be like, oh, I would love like texting my man all day. Little text. And now I'm like, don't. Like, yeah, I want to hear from you, but I'm more like, just call me. I'd rather like talk to you on the phone for 20 minutes. Like I'm becoming, you know, a grandma. Call me a grandma if you want. But I'm just like becoming so much less like messaging. Like I feel like us texting or DMing is going to be like me sending you a funny thing I saw. A funny meme, a funny video, more than me just chatting about whatever.
Yeah
Makes sense. So I'm like, I feel like these are all fixable things.
I have what was possibly my favorite submission.
Which one?
Watching them bowl, especially if they're good at it.
Oh my god, because we gotta watching them bowl if they're bad.
Yeah.
Oh come on guys, this is crazy.
Come on,
if they're good, come on,
let somebody bowl.
Let someone bowl. You want them to be bad on purpose?
Also, like, even if they're bad, like, let people do things.
This example really reminds me of Jared's joke. Not only because he says it in there, but it's like, that's a thing that's like, The man can't win. All right. He's probably heard, let's do an activity for a date. Maybe we did drinks on the first one. Taylor has a great joke about bowling alleys being open because of second dates, where you go, well, we don't want to just get drinks again, an activity. And it's like, he can't win if he actually tries and is good, or if he's trying and, like Jared says, being vulnerable, and women are like, ew, you're bad at it. Like, this is such a, like, what? Someone's putting themselves out there in somewhat a fun, goofy way. Let him cook, you know? Let him cook.
What about if he shows up to the bowling date with his own ball?
I mean, I would still say stick it out. I'd be well, clearly you're good at this.
I would be icked out, but I would stick it out, if that makes sense. Like, I would be like, ugh, but I wouldn't call it a deal breaker.
Yeah, because here's the thing. Being competitive can be a little fun.
True.
So if anything, I feel like I'd be like, all right, well, you have to show me some pointers so I can at least compete here.
Yeah, you know? I think I need a handicap. Like, I need to start, like, however many points, or I don't even know how bowling works.
That'd be a great idea. I'd be like, well, clearly, not only have you done this before, but you're a pro. So I would say, I want you to help me pick out the correct ball that I should use. Okay, yeah. Since you know about this. And number two, I'm getting separate lanes. I get bumpers and you don't. Like, let's make this as even as we can. Call it a head start, call it whatever you want. But I would go along with it.
Yeah.
Who cares? I think I'd be more icked out if he was like looking at me being like, aren't you impressed? And I'd be like, well, no.
Like, he brought the ball because he thought it was gonna be so impressive. Yeah.
No, I mean while bowling. Kind of being like, isn't this winning you over? And it's like, let's just have fun. Okay. Yeah. No. Let's have fun. You know, or otherwise I'm taking you on a basketball date two, and I'm gonna school your ass. See how you like it. bring my special basketball or whatever, which doesn't really exist, but you know. Oh, there was a bunch of stuff about pet names and nicknames.
I understand these people who don't like the pet names or the nicknames, like, especially too soon. Like, you don't know me well enough to have given me a nickname.
Yeah. And I think this one, it just comes down to flexibility on both parties.
100%.
Actually, just speak up, guys.
Another Mr. Worldwide anecdote. He called me AJ a couple of times.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Gave you a nickname you never had? Yeah.
It's a nickname I've never had, but I also, it was my dad's nickname. And therefore, I really don't like it. Like, it.
Yeah, valid. I mean, it'd be valid if you just were like, I just don't like being called that.
But like, especially, it makes me emotional when I hear it. And I just like, I'm not into it. And I told him that, and he was like, totally, he's like, oh, I totally get it. Like, I won't use it again. And that was it. That was it. Right. Like, he used the nickname. I told him I wasn't so into it. And now he doesn't anymore. So easy.
Yeah. It's very easy. This is let's be flexible. And if the person can't listen, then icked out.
Yes. If he had been like, well, too bad, because I like that name, I mean, like, that would have been a problem.
Yeah, or argued with you, like, oh, so wouldn't you love if people called you that? You're like, no, I just said that I don't.
I do not.
You know? Or, you know, people saying, like, people are saying it too soon, and it maybe just feels like too much too soon. I'm like, I'm gonna stick it out. Like, a handful of these are like, guys, let's both just try to communicate and be a little flexible, okay?
Yeah. 100%. 100%.
Let's lean benefit of the doubt.
Things that we've brought up today.
Right? I know. Because some of these I'm like, bad hygiene. I'm just like, well, yeah, guys. Icked out. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
What are you going to take them to a pool on the third date? You're like, get in the water.
Like, fourth date.
What the fuck are you supposed to do? You know? Like, damn. But yeah, but this is fun. I didn't think we were going to get this many submissions. I was impressed. I was like, oh.
People were ready. I mean, honestly, we have so many, we could do a part two. Like, it was very fun. I very much enjoyed this. So thank you, everyone, for the submissions.
Yes, thank you very much. And we will talk to you guys next week.
See you next week.
Bye.